Dr. Pinsky with a female IMEM, Brenda McDonald, MC, capital D-O-N-A-L-D. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Brenda McDonald is a 57-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6/11/17. At that time, two 15-pound boxes of metal dog doors fell on her head. She immediately felt dizzy, but is uncertain if she lost consciousness. She did not vomit afterwards. She believes she injured her head, neck, and shoulders and was seen at Atlanta Care Medical Center emergency room the same day. With this and further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be concussion and compressed vertebrae. She did undergo surgery on the neck in June of 2019. She has completed her course of active treatment. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, she applied for modification of her prior award. She was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Barr on 5/20/20. He noted her course of treatment, including she had therapy and MRIs with three cervical epidural injections by Dr. Polster. She was then seen by Dr. Kirshner. She underwent cervical spine fusion in June of 2019 and had about 4 weeks of therapy afterwards. It did help with her neck pain. She was currently stating she is still having numbness in her right arm and tingling in her fingers. She also has weakness in the right arm that comes frequently. She is currently working full duty without restrictions for the insured. His evaluation noted MRI from 6/12/19 showed posterior C3-4 disc osteophyte complex and right paracentral C6 disc protrusion similar to prior. She had undergo a prior MRI on 9/11/17 that showed multi-level degenerative joint disease / degenerative disc disease without significant foraminal narrowing. Period of C6-7, there was right paracentral disc protrusion without neural impingement. Dr. Barr's diagnosis was cervical herniated disc that was operated upon. He offered 7.5% permanent partial disability with limitation of motion, but normal strength, reflexes, and sensation. She was also working without restrictions. New paragraph. On 3/30/21, she was seen by nurse practitioner Dalsey, D-A-L-S-E-Y. She had been getting dizzy and thinks it's due to her blood pressure. She has been also having problems with allergic reactions. She was diagnosed with dizziness, comma hypertension, comma hyperlipidemia, comma GERD, comma and joint pain. She was instructed to stop using tobacco. She related on 5/17/21 that she continues to have joint pain and swelling after eating foods that contain peppers and tomatoes. She referred to Jefferson for an allergy evaluation but did not pursue this. Ms. McDonald saw Ms. Dalsey through 4/11/22. She complained of right side and upper back pain for 3 weeks. She did not convey any precipitating trauma or work-relatedness. She was diagnosed with right flank pain as well as right upper quadrant pain. It was recommended she undergo outpatient laboratory studies and imaging, but given the severity of her pain, she was referred to the emergency room for further evaluation. period, new paragraph. On 7-6-23, Dr. Kirshner performed a need for treatment evaluation. Brady noted on 6-27-19, she underwent artificial disc replacement of C6-7. Period, she had last been seen in the office on 10-3-19 and was placed at maximum medical improvement. Period, she denies any new injuries or accidents since that time. Period. She had also continued to work, according to her reopener interrogatories, that he documented. Period, he performed an exam and noted the cervical MRI from 9-11-17 and 6-12-19. Period, she also had x-rays done on 7-12-19, 8-7-19, and 9-30-19. The latter showed the artificial disc replacement prosthesis at C6-7 in good position with good motion on lateral flexion and extension views. The remaining disc levels imaged appear to be within normal limits. There was no evidence of significant soft tissue swelling noted anterior to the surgical site. Her diagnosis at that time was cervicalgia. He wrote she had 90% improvement after attending physical therapy. Period, on this occasion, he recommended a new MRI, x-rays, and EMG of both upper extremities. Period. She had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis on 4-11-22 for her right lower quadric pain. It showed no evidence of acute abdominal pathology. She also had an ultrasound of the abdomen on 4-11-22. She returned to Dr. Kirshner at 2-15-24. He noted the EMG done on 11-3-23 by Dr. Rosenberg revealed evidence of mild bilateral median motor axonopathy with no denervation noted. There was no evidence of bilateral cervical radiculopathy. She had not undergone another cervical spine MRI. On 10-12-23, she had plain x-rays of the cervical spine showing good preservation of the normal lordotic curve and no evidence of spondylolisthesis. The C6-7 level showed an artificial disc replacement prosthesis in good position without evidence of loosening or subsidence. Cervical spine MRI was also done on 10-12-23. They showed good preservation of the normal cervical lordotic curve without evidence of spondylolisthesis. Compared to C3-4, there was a bulging disc with mild bilateral foraminal stenosis. Compared to C6-7, there was significant artifact due to the metallic implant. Dr. Kirshner concluded there were no spinal surgery recommendations. She remains at maximum medical improvement as of 10-3-19. Period, she was capable of working full duty with no restrictions. Physical exam. Extremities upper abdominal muscle test was 5-5 for resisted right shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5-5. Period, she was tender to palpation anteriorly about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal, spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed left anterior transverse scar consistent with her surgery, but preserved left outer curve. Period active flexion was 30 degrees, extension 40 degrees, bilateral rotation 60 degrees, and bilateral side bending to 25 degrees. Period there was tenderness palpation about the right trapezius and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. And the rest of that is normal, and then thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 6-11-17, Brenda McDonald was struck on the head by a box of dog doors while at work. Period. She experienced symptoms in her head as well as her cervical spine. Period. The latter received the majority of attention. Period. She had diagnostic studies in the form of x-rays and MRIs. Period. She underwent surgery as well. Period. She received an order approving settlement on 3/25/21 in the amount of 30% partial total for residuals of cervical disc herniation with spinal stenosis to C6-7, status post multiple cervical, epidural, and medial branch injections, and surgical intervention, including anterior cervical discectomy to C6-7, with decompression of the spinal canal and insertion of MUVIC artificial disc replacement prosthesis to C6-7. Perry then reopened her claim. Period. New paragraph to that end, she returned to Dr. Kirshner on 7/6/23, period. At his referral, she had updated EMG, x-rays, and MRI. Perry then concluded she was not a spine surgical candidate. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine on an active basis. Period. She was tender at the right paravertebral and trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is not an objective increase in the components that led to her prior order approving settlement, period. She has been able to remain in the workforce, but in a different position to the one she held at the insured, period. She does report her neck is better than when it first was injured, but she still has weakness in her right arm, period. And that is the end.